trying to figure out what those spots on your tree leaves are. We're visiting today with Brian Huddleston, UW-Madison Extension plant pathologist, plant disease diagnostic lab, and in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Brian, tell us a little bit about what kind of tree leaf diseases we might see this year.
And what I'm really worried about at this point is a group of diseases called the anthracnose diseases, and we see these on oaks and maples and ash trees. If you start to see kind of blotchy brown dead areas on leaves, that's probably what you're dealing with. Another disease we see a lot of is something called tar spot. It's been a real problem on Norway maples, which is an introduced maple here in Wisconsin. If you happen to have crab apples, apple scab is also another very common leaf disease that we see.
And Brian, should people do anything about these diseases if they see them?
Most of the time, not. They tend to be pretty cosmetic. Certainly, there are fungicide treatments if you really wanted to grow that route. My usual recommendation for things like anthracnose and tar spot is really good fall cleanup. With apple scab, it can be a little bit dicier. Oftentimes, the trees will bloom profusely. If you're really worried about it, sometimes I recommend remove your current crab apple and replace it with a newer variety that has some resistance.
Are there some plant diseases people should look out for with their apple trees, pear trees, those kind of
trees? The apple scab, again, is one that we see on apples and pears as well. And that can be a situation where you may want to get into a routine fungicide spray treatment. If you've had a chronic problem with defoliation, some of the commercial apple varieties are quite susceptible to scab. And for homeowners, we have a really nice publication that's available through our Learning Store website. It's our UW Extension Publications Unit. If you go onto that website and just do a search on apples, you'll find one about apple pests in the home garden. And there's a really nice table on that particular publication.
Are there diseases that might threaten our entire forest system here in the state ever?
Well, certainly one of the big ones that we're looking at is oak wilt, which is a disease that occurs on oaks. It causes tree death. Usually it's introduced into an area by sap beetles that visit trees that have been wounded in some way, and that one can cause a fair amount of damage.
Perhaps you could describe that oak wilt and what people might do about it.
Yeah, that one's a little bit difficult to diagnose. If you start to see an oak tree where you have a sectional dieback, so it usually starts with a single branch and then a group of branches, and eventually the entire tree will die. If you see those sorts of symptoms, my recommendation would be to get a sample in to my clinic for verification. And there are some other diseases that can cause, and also insect pests, that can cause somewhat similar symptoms. So we really need to verify whether it is oak wilt.
Are there things that can be done about those situations?
Unfortunately, with oak wilt, it's tree removal, but you have to be very careful how you do that, particularly when you have an oak grove.
We've been visiting with Brian Huddleston, Plant Diagnostic Lab, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.